Well, I have a question for the sermon audio listener. What world system is against Christ in his kingdom? There have been many kingdoms down through history that have come and gone. You know, we have the Napoleon, Alexander the Great, and many others. There have been many that have opposed God and his people. We know it all began when Lucifer said, "I will arise and be like the Most High," but what world system today is most apparently coming against Jesus Christ and God's holy word, the Bible? Well, it should be readily apparent with Pope Francis recently addressing the Congress of the United States, the United Nations, the State of Israel, and many other nations. That the world system which is most powerful coming against Christ and his kingdom is the papacy. Many who call themselves Protestants today won't even as much as register a voice against this world system. Where are the protests today of a system that murdered, raped, and tortured literally millions of Bible-believing Christians down through history? How has the Catholic Church been able to come back with such power and political influence around the world? The principal way was through the military order of the Roman Catholic Church, called the Jesuits, who now are considered the single greatest political power over all governments of the world. You know, because of the meltdown of moral absolutes by these moral perverts, our society is crying out, "Give us a king." And because of their demand to put a leader on the world stage, Pope Francis fits the bill for the massive population the world's demand for a king. So what is the answer for the Bible-believing Christian today? One, proclaim Jesus Christ only as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Two, proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and his completed work on the cross for his people. Three, take a stand against the Roman Catholic Church, the Jesuits, and the Pope. Four, take a stand against the false doctrine of futurism and realize that every pope throughout history has been Antichrist. And finally, study our Bibles daily and pray that God would cause us to stand against the wiles of the devil, exemplified in the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope.